yes, there is a video that we have seen as the department, a video that we also have listened to as the department, a video showing one of our nurses that is taken in that clip standing next to a patient bed, a cot bed for that matter, of a patient, and she seems to be annoyed at the behavior of the patient. But what has not sat well with us as the management, but also has not sat well with the MEC, is that the nurse is seen saying very vulgarish words to the patient and also shouting at the patient to a degree. It is something that we do not promote. It is something that we distaste. And it is something that we are doing everything possible to ensure that it does not happen to anybody who comes to our institutions. It is something that the MEC has uttered clearly that it is not going to be tolerated at any stage that our healthcare workers treat our patients and our clients in a manner that makes our clients feel uncomfortable. For that reason, the MEC consulted with myself as the HOD, and we then advised the MEC that this behavior is unbecoming, and we are therefore thinking it is better that this nurse be suspended and investigations be done. So during this preliminary suspension, investigation will come out, and following the results of a full investigation, we will then decide what we should do. Look, the view we hold is that not all nurses are behaving in this fashion. That's the first part. The second part is that anybody who would come requesting for help and is treated in this way will either not come back for that help, and therefore causing not only that person problems, but the whole country problems, where people will not take their treatment very well. And we are therefore saying a treatment like this from whoever in the department is a treatment that is not going to be tolerated. It is a treatment that makes our patient feel that they are not appreciated and we do not appreciate their importance. So we have even gone to an extent of saying, in instances where some patients are ill-treated, we may need to see where else can they be treated other than in the institution where they received bad treatment. So we're trying everything possible to make sure that both our staff and our patients are happy with the relationship that the department has between itself and the clients. Clients being the patients themselves and also the relatives of those patients. Look, proactively, the MEC has done something with which we have agreed. One, every hospital must have the number of the CEO being plugged somewhere where everybody can see, so that if that person has been ill-treated, they can phone the CEO immediately. They don't need to wait to write anything down. They can phone the CEO on that number. In that, we also have said, if the CEO cannot be found, there must be the number of the district manager of that district where the patient is. So this is a proactive way of saying, let these things be reported as soon as possible, and we take steps like we are doing with this one. But in a case where something happens afterwards, again, we're encouraging people to report to the CEO, report to the district manager, report to the communications unit, report to the PRO of the institution, report if needs be to the office of the MEC, and then we will take necessary steps. It would be wrong of me to predict which steps would be taken, because what we then try to do is to treat each case as it comes, but in the process, we are encouraging our staff, all of them, to treat patients with care in recognition of the Batupile principle that guides all workers in the country. that we live in. I would be wrong to just divulge all that information. Safe to say that it is a female nurse in the hospital called Prince Mshiyeni Hospital. Secondly, the nurse manager, when she came to contact with this information, she went straight to the hospital and started necessary processes towards the disciplinary action that is supposed to happen to this nurse.